Can you start us off? How have things gone with Coach Linehan starting up there with a new coach?
It's gone well. I think the transition's been pretty smooth. You know, everyone is expecting huge changes because of the way Coach March ran, you know, the team. But he came in, you know, February or March or whatever, and tried not to change the terminology too much offensively, and our schedule's not too different either. So I think it's gone well.
Mark, this is Don Schwartz with the Denver Broncos. Can you describe to me what it's like going into your first season with yourself and the team in general without Mike Martz?
Yeah, it'll be a new experience for me. Spending 5 or 6 years or whatever with Coach Martz, you know, that's all I know from the NFL. You know, I owe a lot of my success to him just from what he taught me, and, you know, I appreciate it, but it's going to be a new start, a good change. Some of the ideas Coach Linehan's brought in are they're exciting us, and you know, the team's excited about it.
Mark, Bill Parcells is saying that the era of the workhorse running back, 30-40 carries a game, is probably over. Is that something that is a no-brainer in your mind?
Having the running back throw 30-40 times a game, I'm sorry.
Yeah, run it that many times. That era is over. Is that a no-brainer in your mind, too?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, unless it's Pittsburgh Steelers or something, it's just, you know, with the safeties and linebackers and everyone, how fast they are nowadays, you know, there's so many disguises, and you think it's a, you know, going to be a passing down, and, you know, next thing you know, there's 8 guys in the box. So there's just, you know, the defenses want to stop the run first. They understand that the game is, you know, allowing people to pass more with all the rules. The DBs can't touch receivers past yards and things like that. I know growing up watching the Steelers, you could put Mel Blount out there, and, you know, he would just grab a guy and not let go of him for 15 yards on the field, and no one could do anything. But I think the NFL wants us to be able to throw the ball because it's exciting. So, yeah, I think somewhere between 20 and 30 is probably a good number now.
Mark, how about Mike Shanahan said he thought he detected in the preseason you guys, his words were, you're not throwing it every down anymore. You're trying hard to mix in that run. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, we definitely put an emphasis on establishing the running game. Not that we didn't before. We had, there's many different reasons. You know, obviously we were good at passing the ball, and I think for the larger part of the last 2 or 3 years we've been behind a lot, so we've had to throw the ball. But I think to get that new identity, we had to try to run the ball, and obviously we needed the reps and the practice. So I think it went well. Obviously we're not where we want to be yet with it, but you know, it's been a point of emphasis.
How much is the offense connected to your own defense? In other words, you know, it was probably pretty tough for the Rams defense over the years when you guys were scoring in 2 minutes to keep stopping guys like they did, and the ball control offenses tend to have better defenses.
Yeah, you know, we weren't as successful as you'd think, you know, against our defense. They did pretty well, but it's nice to have, you know, different looks. I think Coach Hadlett is just playing against them in New Orleans when he was there. You know, he has every different kind of defense, and so throughout camp, I think we've seen everything. You know, he plays two-man, and he blitzes guys, and he plays one and 80. Just does a whole range of things, which, you know, as far as a quarterback, is nice to see rather than, you know, just a straight Tampa 2 team or a straight cover 1 team where I don't get to learn a lot. I've seen a lot of looks. I know Denver does a heck of a lot of looks, too, so there's probably some things I haven't seen. But, you know, just those reps against a new staff is nice.
Can you describe your thoughts, Mark, going up against Denver this week, especially a team that features some, you know, big-name players on the secondary?
Sure. You know, it's just as far as we can see, you know, they're just pressure-oriented. And, you know, those guys up front have done a great job. And, you know, then you got your backers, Gold and Wilson and, you know, Williams, and all those guys are so fast. And, you know, they can cover laterally so well. And then, obviously, your corners, you know, Williams and Bailey, they was, you know, there's not too many better tandems than that. So to pressure like they do, bringing Lynch down and, you know, bringing 8 guys in the box like that, you better have good corners, and they certainly have that, and that's why they're respected so well.
Can you also describe, you know, you've got a tight end out there that's going to be starting from Colorado. Can you describe his play so far and what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, we've, I mean, that's one thing we're lacking is a, you know, a true veteran tight end, and we drafted two rookies with Joe and, you know, Bird out of USC, and Joe did a great job, you know, this spring in camp, and, you know, he's earned the job. You know, there's not a day he doesn't come in trying to learn, and hard with no complaints, and guys have been on him a little bit because we're a veteran group, and we wanted them to probably fit in a lot quicker than he was ready. But like I said, he's done a great job. You know, he's definitely going to have some growing pains, but we're confident that you know, he can get the job done. And for a rookie position, especially a tight end, that's not easy, and we're pretty happy with him.